Morning. The time is 8:07. Beautiful start weather-wise here in downtown Wausau. We are at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 48 degrees. Expected to be another beautiful day. And this is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also watch our video stream by going to our Facebook page or our X page, the Bow Falls Radio Facebook or X pages. So you can get that video. You can be able to put in messages that we will bring to you as well. And also, if you have anything that's on your mind, if we're talking about a topic that is something that you would like to have your voice be heard, or if it's a topic that's outside what we're talking about that you just feel like, hey, we need to talk about this, you got a couple of ways to contacting us. In fact, a few ways of contacting us. As I said, if you go to our Facebook and X pages and watch our video stream, you can put your messages on there and we will see those and respond to those. You can also give us a call or a text. Our call and text line, either call or text, 715-382-9297. Again, call or text, 715-382-9297. And I know that we have not done that very much up to this point. For months and months and months, we did not have a phone that was actually working properly to allow us to have what would be called easy access for the calls and the text. But that has been taken care of by our terrific and great engineering staff at Civic Media. And now it is there. I mean, it's, we will get you on the air. We will get your messages on the air either through a call or a text, 715-382-9297. And also, get ready to have that number handy as well, because starting this Friday and every Friday for the remainder of April and then all of May, we are giving you a chance to win here on the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. As starting this week, starting on Friday, at some point during our Friday show, we will open up the phone lines and take a predetermined number in terms of the caller and give you an opportunity to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So, again, there's no qualifications. All it is you calling us up on Friday morning at some point between 8 and 10 a.m. When I ask you to call in, I'll tell you what number we will take as the winner. We will give you an opportunity to win, and it's a beautiful prize, a prize down at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, and an overnight stay, and an overnight stay during the week. So just so you know, weeknight, overnight stay. But still, it is a lovely room. It's a lovely place to visit. We've been there. We, in fact, have our holiday party last year in December at the Chula Vista Resort. And it was just a gorgeous location. It is really a lot of fun down in the Wisconsin Dells. But starting this week, Fridays, every Friday for the remainder of April, and then every Friday for the month of May, we will give you an opportunity to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So make sure you have that number close on by, 715 382-9297. 715-382-9297. And we'll give you that chance starting this Friday. But again, if you want to text us or call us, that is the number. Either or, text or call. 715-382-9297. Coming up on the program today, in just a few minutes, we will be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany will tell us about how long can this great weather hang around. The answer is not too long. We'll get the details on a beautiful Monday, then things will change starting tomorrow. So again, Brittany Merlot joining us at 8:20 this morning. And then at 8:34, we will be talking to the new head football coach of D.C. Everest Senior High School. And of course, D.C. Everest has an incredible tradition of excellence, a handful of state championships, and legendary coaches, and only the sixth head coach in D.C. Everest history is Braden Mitchell. Braden Mitchell taking over for Tim Strelo as the new head coach, a young coach, has been at D.C. Everest for 1 year, has some head coaching experience in the state of Utah, but we will talk to Braden Mitchell about his new challenge at D.C. Everest and the excitement of that challenge coming up at 8:34 a.m. this morning. So that's all coming up this morning here on Bow Falls Radio. Before we go any further, need to say good morning to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Beautiful weekend.
Oh, yeah. A beautiful weekend and a very busy weekend.
I know you were going to try to see at least one of those shows that we were talking about last week. Were you able to do so?
I did on a Friday. On Friday night, I got to see Noses Off.
And I know people were really excited. It was supposed to be a really funny farce.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't stop laughing. It was so hilarious and a great turnout for the audience. I think they actually had a full house.
Really?
Yeah, it's because the Willow Springs Garden is not like a super big space, but it does have quite a few seats available. But based on what I heard from my friends, is that all three shows were very successful. I sincerely hope that the rest of the shows that were happening this weekend were successful as well, because there was a lot of theater going on, and we had them on the show. And if you didn't see those interviews, you can go to the website and you can watch those interviews, because this is a really great shows with a great cast and crew also.
How was the Willow Springs as a venue? Did it fit nicely for what they were trying to do on stage?
Honestly, I thought it was a great fit. The actual set for the show itself was very similar to the Willow Springs backdrop, so it really kind of, you know, added to the ambiance of the show, but
very good.
I very much enjoyed the show.
Fantastic. Again, and also coming up this Wednesday, because there's another show this week, this coming weekend at Wausau West. The Wausau West High School Performing Arts Department will be performing Our Town over at Wausau West.
Which I'm not sure if that's a straight play or a musical. I would have to double check that.
But we will find out more information on that on Wednesday morning at 9:34. We will have members of the cast from Wausau West coming on the program this Wednesday. So again, really enjoy hearing from these cast members and members of the production staff as well for these really talented young people and talented community members, and so many opportunities to see great theater here in central Wisconsin.
Like you said, it was a beautiful weekend to get out aside. I went to the park on a Sunday in Napover. I got to walk around. Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. The sun and the gentle breeze, just absolutely gorgeous. I wish every day could be like that, honestly. It was beautiful.
Well, it looks like today we're going to have one more of those kind of days.
It's supposed to kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so we will get all the details with Brittany Merlot, so get out there. It's great to take advantage of this weekend and take advantage today. I'll be taking advantage today as well. Quick note that we do have high school baseball, big one in high school baseball in the Marrowwood Conference South, a couple of top 10 ranked teams, the Marathon Red Raiders and the Stratford Tigers. I'll be heading to Stratford later this afternoon for live coverage of that one on this beautiful Monday. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 4:35 p.m. and the first pitch at 4:45. That's a Marathon against Stratford today, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30, online at bowfallsradio.com. mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And one other thing, do you know what else today is?
Oh, fiddlesticks. I feel like I should know this.
You should know this. But then again, maybe you shouldn't know it because you took care of business early. It is tax day. Today is
I remember seeing that on the morning news. Yeah,
it is tax day, so everybody needs to be very aware that you need to take care of that by midnight tonight.
Did you get your taxes in?
I did them Saturday.
Excellent.
And well, the thing was, the only I usually get them done really quickly, but I knew this year I'd have to pay in because I was lazy last year because I had a change in my ultimate pay. Because my boss gave me a little more money this time around. So it's like early last year, I got a little bit of a bump. And that meant that I was making a little bit more money. Mm-hmm. And also, I had not put in the amount of money that I received by co-hosting Sully's College Football page. And in that case, they did not take any taxes out. So it was all just money. So I had to add that into it as well. So I knew I would be going in when it came to the feds. And the thing was, when I did my taxes, we had the federal taxes and the state taxes. Mm-hmm. On the state side, I got a decent amount back. But on the federal side, I got a lot more I had to pay in. And usually, I don't have to pay in. But this time, because I did not go in because of my health care, I needed to go in and adjust my pay. Because it's based, because my pay is based on the subsidy I get. Because I had said I was making less money, I got a greater subsidy. But when you do your taxes, then you have to put on exactly how much you made for the year. And it meant that my subsidy was too big, so I had to pay back. And ultimately, I had to pay back quite a bit. So it was not a fun little experiment for me. And I, fortunately for this year, I already had put in my new number. In fact, I put a number in a little bit even bigger than I expect to make because I thought this way I'm going to make sure I'm not paying in next year. I'll be getting money back next year. But in the end, it was because I did not do properly my paperwork at the start of the year, and I had to pay for it at the end. So, yeah, I took care of it. I'm okay with it. I mean,
At least it's out of the way now.
It is. It's out of the way.
For the rest of the year.
I dealt with it, and now it is over. But I did have to make that painful little deposit to the federal government.
Yeah.
The time is 8:18, but again, we'll have more on tax day coming up. Mm-hmm. But it's 8:18 coming up next. We are going to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, about a beautiful Monday, and then things change a bit. So we'll get all the details coming up. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:21, again, a gorgeous start weather-wise here in the Wausau area at our studios in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 48 degrees under sunny skies, and as I said as well, I should mention again that you can actually see us, because you can actually see our meteorologist Brittany Merlot on our Facebook page and our X page, as we do have a video stream on our Bull Falls Radio X page and Facebook pages. Brittany Merlot, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good. And in fact, I think it was Friday. I can't remember what day of the week it was. The folks over at Civic Media and their social media stuff, you know, they get all this stuff out there. They put out a clip of when you brought on your gorgeous pet.
They did. Yes. I didn't even know this.
Yes, I saw that. I was going through my social media on my phone, and they had a clip. What was the name again?
Butters.
Butters. Yeah.
Butters. Yes, he is from South Park. That's where it came from.
Oh, really? I did not put two and two together. I should have known that. But
he is a butter-colored cat, you know, so it all works.
I got to see. Where was that? I don't know. I don't know where it is, but they were all over it. They thought that was worth spreading to the interwebs, and hopefully Butters had a wonderful weekend like the rest of us, because it was a gorgeous weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, and he's famous now, so he's happy.
Put him on the payroll. Goodness. Put him on the payroll. Come on.
right, seriously. Every morning. Oh man, but this weekend, it felt like summer, kind of.
Yeah.
I got a summer bug. That's what it felt like to me. Did you do anything outside? Did you take a walk?
I got outside. I didn't do really anything, you know, all that exotic. But I actually spent a little time just sitting outside, reading a little bit outside my apartment. As I took one of my chairs. I sat outside for a little bit because I had ordered a couple of books that arrived on Saturday. Started reading and just felt the warmth, you know. And that's, and again, this, I love this time of year when you do get into those temperatures where it's just, you know, it's the Goldilocks syndrome. Sometimes
yes,
it can be too cold, sometimes it can be too warm, and other times it can be just right. And I think this weekend it was just right.
It sure was. And that sounds so serene and relaxing, just reading in the sun. And oh, goodness. Yes, I love it. I have a Jeep Wrangler.
I had
the top down. I was cruising around. I was soaking up the sunshine and getting the fresh breeze in my face. But everything's going to change this week. So that's why I did that.
I know. I should have walked around, though. I should have taken some exercise. Again, it's like at this point, I got to start getting up and around a little bit more. But you said it. I mean, we had a great stretch of weather. Today's going to be just gorgeous as well. But
yes.
Man, it does sound like not only we're going to get rain, but the old term, the drencher. And this is going to be a drencher coming up for a couple of days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're going to need to find those mud boots. That's what I call them. Rain boots, whatever you want to call them. I'm always trucking in the mud. So you're going to need that. And you're going to need that umbrella. And you're going to want to find it today. And then just go outside and enjoy it. Because today we're going to hit highs of about 70 degrees. Mm. Sunshine. Beautiful. But there is a high fire danger. So no burning. Don't throw your cigarette butt out the window. Please be careful. Because if it lights the grass, it's going to go. We've had... Actually, Saturday was the most active wildfire day that Wisconsin has had. I think there's 36 statewide fires. Mm. That's just too much. And we don't want that wildfire smoke, that air quality. Remember that last year?
Yes.
So I'll take the rain. I'll take the soaker. We're looking at 1 to 2 inches of widespread rain across the state. And this is going to be pushing in by tomorrow. And it's going to definitely be hitting us on Wednesday, and it could even linger into Thursday as well. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to be
a good old classic
spring storm.
Well, when is it going to start, number one? Because I've seen it where it's starting maybe a little bit earlier, but maybe a little later in the day tomorrow, because for folks that may have, like myself, again, a scheduled ball broadcast tomorrow afternoon, is that basically around the time we expect that rain to move in tomorrow afternoon?
It's going to be a little touchy tomorrow. So the system is going to start to push on in. The winds are going to start to get very feisty. I mean, in the peak of the storm, they're going to be sustained at about 20, gusting to 40 again. So one of those with the power outage is possible. But what we're going to see first is by tomorrow morning, scattered showers are possible, but it's going to be very sprinkled throughout the state. The main event, the big rain, is definitely going to be pushing in by late afternoon tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And the severe chances are by tomorrow night, kind of into the overnight and into Wednesday morning as well. Now, we're kind of far away from the big severe, but I'm not going to rule it out. There is a chance for definitely some stronger storms with some bigger wind gusts as the system kind of lines out. It kind of looks like one of those ones where it kind of pushes through and gives you about 50 to 60 mile per hour winds right off the bat. Than the heavy rain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking we're going to have here in Wausau.
Oh, geez. Well, but the good news is today's going to be gorgeous.
Yes. Next weekend, too.
Oh, yeah. I see a lot of sunshine. A little cooler, but still nice weather.
Yeah. So at least the sun is landing on the weekends.
All right. Well, what are the details here for what is going to, again, it's not been boring when we've talked about the weather. We're going to get a mix again the next few days. What are the details for the next couple of days?
Yep. So mostly sunny, bright, beautiful today. Soak it up. Enjoy it. Highs tapping about 70 degrees. Winds will be calm. Everything's good to go. Just don't burn. Tonight, we'll drop down to the upper 30s. And then for tomorrow, we're going to see that rain rolling in, scattered at first, really increasing through the night and into Wednesday. Highs tomorrow will only be 57. As we go into our Wednesday, it'll be into the mid-50s. All that rain, cooled air, it's just going to be dreary and windy. It's probably going to be feeling more like the mid-40s, to be honest with you. That's what I would dress for. The raincoat, the boots. It's going to be a little breezy and cold. So when this is going to push out, it's going to be on Thursday. We'll start to see some more sunshine pockets, but we also still have some storm chances still lingering into Thursday too. So it'll be a mixed bag, highs in the mid-50s, but by Friday, high pressure dominates. Skies clear out, winds start to ease. We'll be into those low 50s, like you mentioned, a touch cooler, but still bright and pretty.
There you go. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for all the information.
You're welcome.
We'll enjoy the sun today and then get those mud boots out tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk then.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, joins us every weekday at 8:20 here on Bow Falls Radio. Right now in Wausau again, we are getting plenty of sunshine, temperature 48 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. The dew point is 29, relative humidity of 48%, the barometer at 30.00 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles.
And we do have our update from Rob over in Tigerton. It is 49 degrees with lots of sun. He's actually going to Shawano. He's going to be checking out the sturgeon on the North Wolf River. He says the sturgeon are actually spawning up by the Shawano Dams. So good luck on the fishing, and I hope you catch a lot of sturgeon, Rob.
Very good. 8:28 coming up next, an information update. And then we're going to talk to the new head football coach of DC Everest, Braden Mitchell. Had a chance to talk to him late last week. We'll hear that conversation coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 at 12:30. No lessons learned from yesterday. Talk of change. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is April, but we're going to talk a little football because there's a new head football coach at DC Everest Senior High School. As the Evergreens, one of the great traditions in Wisconsin high school football, new head coach Braden Mitchell. I'm very happy to have Coach Mitchell join us. And Coach, first of all, nice to meet you, and thank you for coming on in.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Well, let's jump right in, because obviously this is, as I said, DC Everest has a great tradition. I mean, if you go to Steam Stadium, you see all those footballs with the state championships.
Absolutely.
And the record speaks for itself. I imagine that at this point in your career, to have this opportunity must be pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the big shock to me was when they announced it and as the sixth head coach at DC Everest. You know, I'm still a little new to the area, but I know that it's been around for a long time. I know that there's a very big tradition, great tradition there at DC Everest, and to hear the sixth kind of threw me for a loop. But yeah, definitely excited about the opportunity, excited about what has been done at DC Everest, and to try to continue to build on that.
Let's talk a little bit about your background, because I know that you came to Central Wisconsin just a few years ago.
Yep.
Before coming to Wisconsin, where were you coaching and where were you living, I guess, basically?
Yeah, we lived out in Utah, just north of Salt Lake. The school I was at was called Northridge High School in Layton, Utah. It's a school that I went to, grew up in that community, started coaching right out of high school, started with the younger levels, kind of grew through the through that program, our head coach decided to leave for another job. And so at 27, the job came open and went through the whole process, got the job, and was the head coach there for 3 years before my wife got a great opportunity out here to move us out here. So
What did you learn as a head coach for those 3 years? And obviously as well, being young and being very close to the generation that you were coaching. Yeah. What did you learn in those 3 years that maybe you're going to take in this job at DC Everest?
Yeah, I had a lot to learn. There was a lot of things that you know, as an assistant coach, you kind of, things just get done. And mm-hmm. they don't just get done. There's a lot of work that has to go into it. I learned how to trust assistant coaches and how to use assistant coaches to help make the program better. I thought I was a really good assistant coach, and I thought that's how all assistant coaches were going to be. Mm-hmm. But that's the biggest thing I learned is like, hey, as a head coach, you have to trust them. You have to delegate to them and give them opportunities. And that's kind of the biggest thing that I took from those 3 years that, you know, I got shingles with 2 weeks into getting a head job my first time. So far I've made it. Mm-hmm. We're 1 week down and I haven't gotten that yet. So I think it's been nice to, I feel like I've got a great staff already mm-hmm. that I can trust and that are willing to do a lot of things. So it's been helpful.
How would you compare the football that you saw in Utah to what we have here in Central Wisconsin? Anything that is, number one, either similar or something that maybe is a little different from what you've seen the last few years here after spending all that time in Utah?
Yeah, I think, Wisconsin kind of has that tradition of big, tough kids. Offenses are mostly running heavy. They're going to run the ball and play good defense. In Utah, there's that same variety, but I think the spread offense kind of hit Utah a little bit sooner than it hit out here. I think you're starting to see that more out here. The other thing is that there's a bigger variety of offenses out here. You know, there's still a ton of teams that are running triple option. There's a ton of teams that are running wing T or, just the different varieties of offenses. And in Utah, kind of everybody's kind of morphed into the same type of stuff. So that variety and, the kids out here are tough. They're big, they're tough, and they love football.
Again, we're talking to new DC Everest head football coach Braden Mitchell here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Whenever you get a new job, there's probably a lot on the list, the to-do list. Yeah. And I was just looking at the calendar. We're nearly 4 months away from the first game of the season, and obviously there's a lot that goes on in the summer, whether it's 7-on-7 and contact days, and then practice obviously begins. When you look at your to-do list, what's on that list here in April to try to make sure that, especially when you start practice for real, then leading up to that first game, and I was looking it up, and it was August 22nd against Rice Lake over at Steam Stadium, but what are some of the biggest things that you want to try to accomplish in the early going to make sure your team is ready to go when practice gets underway?
Yeah, I mean, that list grows every day and changes every day. The main thing right now that we've been going through is just meeting with the coaches that are on staff. There's obviously some coaches that are going to be done coaching as well. So kind of filling those holes as well as putting guys in the right spots, shifting things around a little bit. So that's been this week. I've met with most of the guys and going to continue to do that down to the younger levels to kind of really form this staff because out here, it's a 7th through 12th grade staff that we got to put together and make sure that for the program's sake that we're building things the right way and getting it done the right way. So that's been the big thing. And then, of course, I met with some of the companies that we buy our gear from, getting all of that stuff, make sure that's all ordered, which, Coach Trelo did a great job and a couple of the assistants helped him out with getting all that stuff ready to go so that we are a little bit behind, but I think we're in an okay spot that we can catch up. It's been a lot of late nights and early mornings, so my wife's been awesome through it all and helping take care of the stuff at home while I'm doing this.
One of the probably big positives in this for you and for the entire program is it's a transition after a good year, after a playoff year where DC Everest, I think, took another step forward a year ago. But still, it's a, as you said, change.
Yeah.
And as a new head coach, and a word that we hear a lot is, I think, culture. Mm-hmm. And what kind of culture do you want to build at Everest? I mean, in terms of starting with the foundation of a program, and culture is probably one of those early things before you even get to X's and O's. I guess maybe the early message for the program in terms of what you're going to try to build from the ground up.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. And we had kind of a leadership meeting actually Tuesday to kind of talk to them about what does this look like? What do we want this to be? Because as much as I'm the head coach, like the players are the guys that, that dictate things on the field. And so had that meeting. And, yeah, our culture needs to be one that, hey, we're a team. We're a unit. We're going to trust each other. That was our big talk on Tuesday morning, was talking about trust and how you build trust, mm-hmm. and what that looks like and how you have to trust others. And then, you know, to me, I think a lot of kids are afraid right now to like try hard, right? There's so many things out there, you know, social media, different stuff that you don't want to be labeled a try hard. You don't want to be that guy like, oh, you're sucking up to coach or to the teachers. Like, so there's that fear of like getting made fun of a little bit. So I'm not going to try hard because if I fail, like then I look bad, right? And so I really want to push that, hey, we're going to try things. We're going to fail. There's going to be a lot of things that we fail at, but we're going to continue to get up and we're going to continue to try. And we're going to have guys around us that are going to be the same way. And you're not going to be afraid to make a mistake, that you're going to go 100%. Your mistakes are going to happen, but we're going to grow and we're going to build from them. And hopefully fill that sense of like, hey, I can take some chances here.
Along that line, so much of the position, and for any coach, I think, in this era, is having that connection in order to make sure the kids come out, because there's so many different ways that their time and their energies can go. And there's always that talk between youth and experience. Mm-hmm. And it seems as though you have both, because you had a lot of coaching experience. You said it. You got right into it after your playing days, have had head coaching experience. Having the youth aspect as well, you know, compared to myself and I think to many others.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to be a positive in terms of having those connections with the kids, having the relationships? Because, again, in order to be successful, you've got to have the numbers. You have to have the kids that come out. Is that something that you look at as, you know, being a little bit closer to their generation than maybe some other coaches would be, that you can use that as an advantage to get them hooked into DC Everest football?
Definitely. Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I am pretty good at, is building relationships and understanding kids. I think part of that is being a good listener, understanding, hey, where kids are coming from. And, you know, yeah, I'm 34, so I'm not too old. Like, I grew up with cell phones around, obviously not all the social media, but so like I get it, and I can see from their perspective a little bit more than maybe some. But I think it ultimately comes down to being able to listen and being able to just let them express like how, you know, what they're wanting and how they're feeling and stuff, and being able to take that and, okay, how do we form this? How do we make this work? But yeah, I think that there's levels to it that benefit me by being able to relate to them a little bit.
What about the football philosophy? You've been on the offensive side. Yeah. Let's start with that. You mentioned the fact that maybe the spread was something that was a little more prevalent over in Utah. Is that the offensive philosophy that you're going to come in with? Or I guess I shouldn't put words in your mouth. What is the philosophy you're going to come on the offensive side?
Yeah, I think, you know, I grew up in a wing tee offense. And as I was going through high school, it started to become more spread. And then as I was coaching, we kind of continued that morph. Moving out here, you know, it was, hey, this is what I've kind of known is more spread. But also with the understanding of, hey, we've got athletes and we've got guys up front that we can run the ball, and we don't need to be spread out to do that. Like, we can block. You know, we were a little more undersized when I was in Utah, so spreading guys out and reading guys more was beneficial to us. So I like to say, like, our offense will be multiple. We'll have a lot of 2x2, 3x1 sets where we'll spread guys out, but we also, you know, at Everest, we're gonna have some linemen and we're gonna have some running backs that when we need to, we'll get an I formation and run the ball. So I like to be I like to be multiple, and I think we have personnel at Everest that we can do that. We've got two really good tight ends that can play tight end, can play an H-back spot, can be out and spread. So I think we'll be able to do a little bit more of that.
you do have an experienced quarterback.
Yes.
Logan George, and I thought he was put into a pretty tough situation last year because the top running backs went down.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're asked to probably throw the ball a little bit more than you may have wanted to, and yet came in there as a first-year starting quarterback and really, I thought, did a terrific job. I had a chance to talk to him one night on our program as well. Came across as a very good leadership kind of kid as well. I imagine that it's very exciting to have that kind of experience back at quarterback for your first year.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes my job as a first-year head coach a lot easier, having a kid like Logan. Like, he's a stud, and I got to work with him last year coaching the quarterbacks and on the offensive side of the ball. But, I mean, he went into the year, we had three guys kind of in the mix at quarterback, and he put in the work. He was showing up every day. He was working hard, asking the right questions, doing stuff outside of practice that really, really set himself into that spot. Because as a junior or as a sophomore, he was playing outside linebacker. He was playing a little bit of quarterback. So for him to do what he did last year was special. You know, put us in great spots in games. I think he stepped up huge in a lot of games. So yeah, very excited about the opportunity to have him back, not only as a quarterback but as a leader for this team. I think he's gonna have a great year.
We will have more of our conversation, a few more minutes, with new D.C. Everest head football coach Braden Mitchell. Again, takes over for Tim Strelo after a good season for D.C. Everest a year ago. Evergreens went 7-2 in the regular season, advanced to the postseason playoffs. They lost their level one game, however, but looking to take steps forward. And not only D.C. Everest, but teams in central Wisconsin generally want to try to close the gap between those here in this part of the state and those especially in the eastern part of the state. That'll be part of the discussion that we continue in just a few moments. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we're talking to Braden Mitchell, head football coach, new football coach at D.C. Everest here on Bow Falls Radio. Defensively, obviously, you've been a head coach, so you've had your finger in the entire pot at some point. When you talk about maybe defensive philosophy, what do you believe in? What would you like to see your team look like on the defensive side?
Yeah, I think in a similar mindset, being able to be multiple. I think, you know, coaches in this area and in this state are really good. And if you just sit in one thing, they're going to have you figured out. You know, defense is a little more dictated by, hey, what does this offense line up in? What are they trying to do, and how do we take that away? So, you know, I've had a couple meetings with our DC already and talked with him, and he's very good at being multiple and having different answers and different plans for what an offense does. I think that's been seen through the history of DC Everest, that they've always had a tough defense that's going to get after you. They're going to give you tons of different looks. So definitely excited to work with him and continue what he's been able to do.
When you look at the football here in central Wisconsin, something I actually talked to Coach Strelo about the last few years when he's come on our program, I think that it's kind of two-tiered. Number one, you got to take care of business in the Wisconsin, Valley Football Association, a new-look Valley Football Association this year. But then at the same time, we've seen where our teams from central Wisconsin maybe get through the first round, maybe, and then obviously you want to try to get a little deeper. When you look at the DC Everest program. And I imagine there's a lot of excitement because of Green Heck Turner coming. Definitely. And having the opportunity to have year-round training for all the sports, not just football. Yeah. And for the community itself. But in terms of taking that step where, like last year, I think it was 7-2 in the regular season. Yeah. And then lost, took it on the chin, to be honest with you, in that level one game. In terms of taking that next step, do you have thoughts on maybe a process? You can't build Rome in a day, but at the same time, to add to those footballs, I guess, you see at Steam Stadium, what are your thoughts on that in terms of taking Central Wisconsin football, and specifically DC Everest football, and being able to compete at a higher level with the teams like Kimberly and other teams over in the eastern part of the state and even some in the western part of the state?
Yeah, I think, looking at that, I think a big thing is the program as a whole. Like I said, it's a 7th through 12th program. So really developing those younger levels so that they're growing throughout the program. I think, in looking at the Kimberleys and those in the Fox Valley, I think that's probably where they do a really good job of having those younger levels developing and growing throughout that program so that when they hit varsity, they're hitting it at their top end rather than, I think sometimes if you don't have it all set through, then you're kind of starting over a little bit every year. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing is really getting in those younger levels and developing those guys and building that thing for 5 years rather than just one. Now, I think we have a special group of seniors and a special varsity group this year that I think, we've got guys in the right place. It's going to be, a lot of guys got experience last year. So we're hoping to have some good success this year. But I think right now, the goal is always going to be to win the Valley, win our conference. Mm-hmm. But I think as a conference as a whole, I'm sure the other coaches feel the same way that, hey, we want to move along in the playoffs a little bit more than just a level one.
What do you think the Green Heck Turner is going to mean for DC Everest Athletics?
I mean, it looks beautiful. I think it's going to be awesome. I think, kids, I think that there's a really good plan for it. The people running it, I think, are doing a great job of how they're setting it up, what they're trying to do with it, what we're trying to accomplish. The high school being able to utilize it during the school day as well as, a little bit in the afternoon and practices. But, it's going to it provides us opportunities, I think, is the biggest thing. It allows us to have opportunities to train the kids throughout the winter, to have the space and to have it be open. Now it's going to be on us coaches to utilize that and to actually do the things in there. But I think that there's a lot of opportunities for kids in this area to get more training that I think is happening, in the bigger areas of the state, that there's those kind of private gyms or private pieces that are doing this. And this kind of allows it to be a little more public, I think, in a sense.
And I guess finally, when you look at the job as a whole, what is the number one goal for yourself as the head football coach leading this program? Again, it's a storied program, taking over this program. I guess, what's your number one goal maybe in the first year as you establish yourself as the leader of this program?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't think I'd make a set a goal for as far as wins or losses and stuff. Obviously, we want to be successful. We want to win the conference. I think the goal for me always as a coach is to build that relationship and really build these young men so that they can go be successful. Mm-hmm. I think, that might be a cliche answer, but I think to me, that's when I get really excited is 5 years down the road, I get a text about, hey, I'm getting married, would love to have you here and stuff. So, that's my goal right now. And in this time is really building these relationships, really growing these kids. Cause I think, high school is a great time in their lives. Mm-hmm. I think it's a special time, and I want them to enjoy it the most that they can. And obviously, you enjoy things when you're winning. So so as long as that can be a piece of it, then things are heading in the right way.
Braden Mitchell, new head football coach at DC Everest Senior High School, thank you for the time, and best of luck as you start your new position and your new journey.
Appreciate it.
Again, had a chance to talk to new DC Everest head football coach Braden Mitchell late last week, and very happy to have him stop on by our studios and talk about this new challenge. And it's an exciting challenge. It's really one of the, I would call it the crown jewel jobs in Wisconsin high school football because of the tradition, starting with Howard Steam. And if you go to DC Everest, you go to Steam Stadium, named after Howard Steam, and he had a state championship and built that DC Everest program you know, into a powerhouse. And then Wayne Steffenhagen, in his incredible run, started in the mid to late 1970s, had state championships in the 80s and the 90s and into the early 2000s. I mean, just an incredible run for Wayne Steffenhagen. And DC Everest, while not at that level of state championship level football in the past decade plus, has still been successful, but still looking to, I think, get back to where they were as one of the powerhouse programs in the state of Wisconsin. And that's more than just DC Everest. That's about Central Wisconsin trying to maybe catch up a little bit to what we see in other parts of the state. So it was very interesting to talk to the new head man, Braden Mitchell from DC Everest. Coming up, we have an information update. We'll find out what's going on in the news, weather, and sports, and then come back with our number two of the program with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.